In this bulletin, neo-Nazi group leader arrested for questioning over attacks on an Aboriginal protest camp. A second major earthquake strikes Afghanistan, and Royal Australian College of GPs calling for patients to be better prepared to deal with allergies this spring. A self-proclaimed white nationalist has been charged after he and his followers allegedly attacked an Aboriginal protest site. Dozens of officers arrested Thomas Sewell outside Melbourne Magistrates Court on Tuesday, along with two of his supporters. He was allegedly among about 40 men dressed in black accused of storming camp sovereignty on Sunday evening after attending an anti-immigration rally in the CBD. Footage showed Mr. Sewell, associate Nathan Bull, and others lashing out at people gathered at the site where the remains of Indigenous people from 38 clans are located. He will appear in court in Melbourne today. The United Nations in Afghanistan has warned the death toll from a major earthquake on Sunday will rise further, with some of the hardest hit villages still inaccessible due to blocked roads. Another earthquake, this one a magnitude 5.5, has shaken southeastern Afghanistan, sparking fears of further damage and destruction almost 2 days after a quake in the same region killed more than 1,400 people and injured thousands more in eastern Afghanistan. The Sunday quake was one of Afghanistan's worst quakes in years, flattening houses in remote villages. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says UN aid workers are on the ground trying to reach those affected.
We're already supporting the response by deploying critical items to areas that can be reached. For example, our colleagues at UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, are deploying pre-positioned essential relief items from stockpiles in Kabul. That includes tents, that also includes blankets and solar lamps.
A federal judge has blocked United States President Donald Trump from using the military to fight crime in California. The ruling found the Trump administration violated a law with its June deployment of 4,000 National Guards and 700 active duty U.S. Marines to Los Angeles. The law sharply limits the use of federal troops for domestic enforcement. The decision is a setback for Mr. Trump's push to expand the role of the military on U.S. soil. This week, he confirmed he intends to deploy troops to Chicago, which he called a crime-ridden hellhole. The ruling is on hold until September 12th, with the Trump administration likely to appeal. Opposition Health spokesperson Anne Rustin says the government's handling of home support for older Australians is unacceptable. It follows revelations that one older Australian is dying every 2 hours while waiting for the level of home care they need. Blown-out wait lists for support at home have been the focus of debate in federal parliament this week, with the government interrogated over decisions to delay reforms by 4 months. The coalition, with support from the crossbench, will push amendments on aged care legislation in the Senate, which would immediately release the packages for 200,000 older Australians. Health Minister Mark Butler says he will continue to have discussions with Ms. Rustin on the matter.
I've had constructive discussions with Senator Rustin for months and months about our shared commitment to deliver a better aged care system to older Australians. I hope those conversations will continue over the next day or two.
The Royal Australian College of GPs is calling for patients to be better prepared to deal with allergies, asthma and hay fever as spring starts in the country. The college says new data reveals Melbourne's pollen season is starting earlier and climate change is also creating longer pollen seasons in larger cities. President of the Royal Australian College of GPs, Dr. Michael Wright, says patients who experience allergic rhinitis and asthma should manage their conditions very carefully at the start of the season with various treatments available through local GPs. Experts say Australia is not doing enough to prepare for widespread human displacement, sea level rise, and other security risks posed by a warming planet. Former Defence Chief Admiral Chris Barry says he wants climate change to be front and centre of Australian foreign policy in order to reflect the scale of the challenge and leadership void left by the United States. He says Donald Trump has undone measures the US had in place to combat climate change challenges. That call has been backed by former Australian Army Colonel Neil Greet.
When we talk about foreign policy, it is also, and climate change, it is about catastrophic events that are concurrent. If something happens in the region, at the same time something happens domestically, then we have immense problems. And so that is our challenge. Right now, in a microism, South Australia is suffering the same problem. Flood in the north, drought in the middle, and a sea algae bloom that's causing catastrophic events in South Australia. So catastrophic and concurrent, it can happen.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 21. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, showers, 18. Hobart, a shower or two, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, also partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, sunny, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 34. And that is NITV Radio News.
Your community, your conversation. NITV Radio.